All right. Welcome back, guys. It is episode number 10 of the Lex and Lux podcast.
Holy shit, 10.
America's favorite new podcast covering all things dating, relationships, romantic, and a lot of other ramblings that just go through our minds from time to time. Mm-hmm. I am your host, Brian Luxton, and I am joined today here in the beautiful Arlington, Virginia, by my lovely TikTok famous co-host who's taking a break from men right now to do this for me and be on this podcast.
You're welcome.
Yes. Give it up for Lexi Fuentes.
Woo!
All right. Well, thank you for your contribution. Please remember to, before we get started, like, comment, subscribe, follow, rate, review, share on all possible platforms wherever you're listening to this podcast. We love the support we've gotten so far. Want to continue to make this grow. You can also find us on our social medias. She's Fwen Lex on Instagram and TikTok. I am the Brian Luxton on both those as well. Whatever you want to know, DM us if you have ideas for future episodes. If there's stuff you want us to talk about, let us know. We're open to these ideas. We got plenty of things coming down the line that we're excited about. Decide a few episodes ago, we're taking her to Disney World when we get to 10,000 subscribers. So let's start clicking that like button now.
Please. And
let's get it going.
Put some Mickey Mouse ears on you.
Yeah, that's what I need. I need to make my head bigger.
Yeah, it's fucking huge.
Yeah, it is.
Just get some ears. It's fine.
Yes. You know Barry Bonds, right?
No, who the hell is that?
Okay, he's the all-time home run leader in Major League Baseball. And he had the massive controversy for steroids.
Okay. Yeah. Once you start telling me a story, I don't remember names.
It was one of those. He's historic enough that I might be like, and he was right when we were growing up. So it might have been big enough growing up in a baseball household that you would have heard the name.
Yeah.
But the big claim for him was people realized he was using steroids when his head got so big. His head was my size.
Yeah.
That's how big my head is. I do not actually. Mm-hmm. This is all natural, clearly. Mm-hmm. With dad bod and all, it's all natural. But no, it was a little bit humbling to find that out. That it's like, wow, I always knew I had a big head.
Hey, you
but
do have a fucking huge head, shit.
It's because I got a big ass brain in there.
And there's nothing in there.
That's your head, but okay.
Shut up.
Other than when she's on a date, if you know what I mean. It's the only Why type of he head that's in there.
He does these low blows.
I mean,
they're kind of funny.
They're very funny in my mind.
You think they're funny. I'm not a whore.
I mean, low blows ain't the only thing you're doing, though, but... The look of disappointment. I really hope these land with our audience, or else it's just so boring.
Guys, I don't really take anything offensive for Brian. There's some things he knows when he's overstepped.
Oh yes.
Most of the time, our joking is just fucking around with each other. It does not bother me.
Yes,
mind you, four brothers.
I know what are sensitive areas to not joke about. Yeah. And I know your love for dick sucking is one of the things I can absolutely talk about. I mean, she actually used to suck her fingers for a very long time into being a child. So it just kind of carried over from there. And it was just kept going and going and going. And then the fingers got bigger. It was weird when it was other people's fingers, according to her stories. But I guess you kind of start somewhere. And then it just progressed from there. So she's very much a giver. And she thinks if she just keeps doing this for these men, they'll eventually love her.
I used to.
Yes,
not
you
anymore.
Did.
Not anymore.
We are
with
making
that part,
great progress.
But the other parts he's lying about.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
She's claiming I'm lying, but I've never met anyone that knows her from beforehand. So I don't know. I don't know what she was like as a child.
It's okay.
You don't sucking other kids' thumbs.
What the
I mean, it's the same thing.
Shut up. Oh, my God. Okay.
But no, I mean, today we're getting all into wants and needs in dating. So it feels only appropriate to open up with what you love to do and use for what men love for you to do. So this felt like the logical place to start.
I'm going to kill this fucking man.
No, there was just one quick story about this. So I was not at this party. I was a loser in high school. For anyone that was curious, if you couldn't tell by this, well, found out later, we were suffering from. I wasn't in college or I wasn't in high school. I wasn't not an engineer. Turned out I was suffering from crippling depression coupled with social anxiety to begin
with.
It was not a fun combo, and no wonder no one wanted to be around me. But after the sophomore dance that I did not go to, there was an after party at Emily Barkan's house. I don't care if I put her on blast because it's like her dad's actually famous in Philadelphia.
Oh, shit. Okay.
He's the host of like various sports talk shows the local like NBC Sportsnet. And they were trying to sneak beer into the basement of the house where they were having the after party.
Yeah.
And they had a very nice house, as you would expect. And there was a silent alarm that was tripped while they were trying to pass the beer through one of the windows in the basement.
Shit.
So he came downstairs and stormed in. And two of my friends, one guy, one girl, were in that, like, it was like on the unfinished side of their basement where that window was. And they were the ones taking the beer from out the people outside and then bringing it into the party. So quickly thinking, my friend, that's the guy, pulled his pants down and was like, pretending that the girl was sucking his dick when her dad walks in the room. And apparently, this is what I've been told. And keep in mind, this is a well-known voice in the Philadelphia area. Mm-hmm. Just started going, blowjobs, blowjobs, and just screaming that in his house.
Oh my God.
Because it was like, yeah, I don't know how you handle that as a parent, but I mean.
Did the party continue?
I have no idea. I don't remember the story beyond that point, but no.
Oh my God.
No, I had a massive crush on Emily though, back in high school. I was so fucking socially awkward though. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was.
I can't even imagine you in high school. I mean, I was weird as fuck too.
Yeah.
I
mean,
on the bowling team.
Yeah. You were on the bowling team. You had bangs. It was a look.
Shut up.
It was.
Not in high school. In grade school, I did have bangs, but I still was bowling.
Yeah. I'm thinking of the picture you posted on TikTok of the memory thing. Yeah. Like, I think you need to bring that haircut back.
The bangs. I look like fucking Dora. I looked exactly like Dora the Explorer in that outfit. Yes,
you did look like Dora. No, I was unbelievably socially awkward.
Not surprised.
For sure. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you had glasses too. You look like a nerd.
Yeah, sophomore year I did get glasses because freshman year I did not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
But no, that was just a little sidetrack story that came to mind there.
That's because he's trying to do a low blow of me getting
blowjobs,
I guess.
Exactly.
And then says the one who's a fucking male. Y'all love blowjobs.
Honestly, I'm not a huge fan. I will admit that. I
would have never known that.
Yeah.
You're a man. I just assumed.
Yes. No, understandable. I mean, I feel like I've just had enough bad ones that it's just kind of like, this isn't, it's not really super fun for me. But
yeah, makes sense.
No, I mean, it is something that you used to use as your thing to get men's affection. And it's kind of like.
Luck 9,000, bitches.
Yeah. But then it's one of those, it's interesting to think of. When a man takes that away from you and then puts you into the position of just being like, we're watching it right now with you and lawyer guy, where it's like, you're just receiving the love at this point. Yeah. He's not, I don't know anything that's going on sexually with you guys, but it's kind of like you've been the giver for so long because you're just kind of like, if I give and give and give, eventually this guy
they're
is going
to come. Yeah.
Like
it's weird look, being on the other side of someone that gonna. Wants to do things with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So it's interesting to watch that.
It's new for me. I'm like,
the
weird.
Script has been flipped in terms of the needs and the wants there.
Yeah. And I've appreciated it though, like, because we've talked about for my needs is I need to go on dates. I need to do things. I love dressing up. I love doing all that stuff. The communication I'm getting a little bit better because we've talked about the fact that I would get obsessed with talking to someone 24/7 and I'm trying to back away from that, which I am doing that with Lawyer Dude. He's got a really important job, and most men that I date kind of have important jobs. They make money. They make good money, but...
They wouldn't date you if they didn't. You wouldn't date them.
I was about to say. I was about to say. But I know that I need those things, and it's just like I appreciate those things. So like I said in previous ones, he knows that I love to dress up. So he'll take me out on a date. He will plan for me. fuck, our first day, he took me to a Michelin star restaurant, and not a cheap one either. And
I don't think there are cheap Michelin star restaurants. Yeah, I think that's kind of one of the selling points of them.
And I remember telling Short King that I was going on a date with him there. And Short King was mad.
He's jealous.
He is. He's always jealous. He's jealous of you, of our friendship, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's another story.
That's a whole thing we could unpack.
Yeah, but he was like, someone's taking you there on a first date? And I'm like, yeah, people take me on dates. Nice dates. Because he's like, who's paying for it? I know that place is not cheap. I'm like, of course I'm not paying for it.
Yeah, no,
I'm not doing that. And to be fair, all I did was... Lawyer dude asked me what was the best first date that I could take you on. And my response is just a place that I can dress up. I wasn't expecting something that nice.
Yeah, there are plenty of places. There's plenty of places that are decent. Yeah.
And so he was like, plans here. And remember, I was so nervous that this wasn't real that I called the restaurant to make sure that the reservations were there. Yeah. I called at 5 p.m. Our date was at 8. And I was like, hi. I was like, my boyfriend's app isn't working. What time is our reservation actually at?
Yeah, I mean, you could also call as the assistant, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that would work as well.
Yeah, like, true.
I just want to confirm my reservation for this time.
And then I did that on our second date, too, because I didn't believe that. Like, he would just be like, just keep this available at, like, 8 p.m. I got us a reservation. Like, and he would always, his response is, if you don't like something, we can change. I can cancel the reservation.
That is very nice.
Because he knows my eating problems.
Yeah.
So he knows that. And that was like a whole new thing for me. Like, I'm trying to venture out a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely.
I tried caviar for the first time ever with ice cream. It was good.
I've only had it once. I'm not a huge fan. I've never tried it with ice cream. Yeah, I've tried like the bumps, little tiny spoonful of it. Yeah, it was
really good with the ice cream that we had.
Interesting. I wouldn't have thought of that pair, but okay.
Yeah, but like he knows in those cases, like that's my needs. And like not saying that like, I don't know if this is going to work out. We're just dating. We're dating other people, whatever it is. But I genuinely like the fact that like we talked about the concert in the past episode of he's going because I'm going and I'm excited to go and he knows I want to go. And that's so hard sometimes to find a man that wants that. Like I need that need. That's a need of mine of wanting to do something that I want to do. Cause you know me, I will fucking do whatever you want if that makes you happy. That's just me. Cause I'm a giver.
Yeah. You're a people pleaser for sure. And that also links to your attachment style as well. Cause we've talked to your very anxious attachment.
And it sucks.
Yeah. No, it absolutely does. Cause I mean, in all honesty, I think the goal for all of us should be, and I've had this conversation in therapy, that it's like we want to fall in love with someone, but we don't want to get attached to them.
Yeah.
And that's such a delicate thing to balance that it's just kind of like, because then you're always going to be like fighting this anxious attachment style for even if you're securely attached to someone. Like I'm thinking one of my friends is incredibly secure, but he would still, if there was ever a girl that was like an OnlyFans kind of girl, I don't think he could handle that. I think there'd just be too much, like, is there another guy coming? And speaking as a guy, I think our biggest fear is always that there's going to be a man who can offer more than we can. And I think that becomes a very scary thing when that's what we rely on. Like, I don't know a lawyer guy at all, so I can't speak to him. But if he thinks that what he can offer you and why you should pick him is the fact that he can take you to Michelin star restaurants, that ain't going to work out.
No.
Guess what? Someone can do it two nights a week then.
Exactly. There's always like, someone that can. Yeah.
There's always
I also don't think that that is a thing that he thinks about.
Okay. I don't know him at all.
The more that I'm starting to date him, like, I don't think that's the thing. Because we've hung out at his place and it's been no issue. Like, it wasn't a going out to a restaurant. Well, we were planning to, but then that just didn't happen.
Yes, yeah.
But, like, I mean, I don't think that's... He just knows that I enjoy. And it doesn't have to be Michelin star. He just knows I like to go out and dress up and be cute and things like that.
Absolutely.
From what I've learned so far.
Yeah.
Still getting to know him, obviously. But it's just, I know I need those needs. I need like a weekly date with you if I'm starting to get to know you.
Okay.
I would like to see you once a week if we're getting somewhere. Like, we're seeing how it goes. Once a week, I think, is fair enough if we're not.
Yeah, no, I mean,
for me.
Especially because, we all have busy lives. Like if you're
100%, yeah.
If you live in the DMV, mm-hmm. chances are your job is pretty fucking demanding.
Exactly.
Regardless yep. of where what you do. Mm-hmm. Like you're not working a typical 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Like you don't work in anything like actually politically related. Mm-hmm. You're not involved in any government stuff, but it's like you're a nurse. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, getting cut tight again. But it's kind of like you're still working 12-hour days.
Yeah.
And it's like that's a lot.
It is.
By the time that's over and done mm-hmm. with, yeah, you're going to be tired. Like
exactly, yeah.
You don't want to do that every single day.
Right. And that's why like on weekends is more of like I'd rather go on a date then. To be honest, if we do something on, I'm okay with not on weekday dates. But you know, if I go out on a weekday, I get fucking plastered.
You get plastered stupid. Regardless.
Okay, shut up. But yeah, you're not wrong. But I just think that for me, not going on weekday dates is okay with me because we're busy. And I have to get up so fucking early. So early. And it's just things that I'm okay with that I've now established. Like, I mean, you can come over for a little bit, but it's not fair that I have to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. As most people here don't start their job till 9.
True. Totally fair.
Like, I don't want to wake you up. And I don't want, you know, like, that's not fair to you. Because I hate being woken up by someone.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
So, like, that's why I'm okay with that. I'm okay with not hanging on the weekdays. I'm more of a weekend. Try to be when I'm casually seeing someone more and more.
No, that definitely makes sense. So, other than going out mm-hmm. and, like, him, that's a need for you for the dating process.
Yeah.
But when you're looking at these guys, like, what qualities do you want them to have and need them to have?
I need them to have the same type of sense of humor, which I've realized that some of them don't. And then that kind of clashes because we talked in the last episode, I'm a guy's girl. So my humor is yeah. a little bit different sometimes, can be. Like, you and I have the same sense of humor. Like, he'll send me the fucking updating, which is funny as hell. You guys should watch that.
Yes, I would highly, highly recommend
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's so, yeah. And like, example of Frenchie. Frenchie and I have the same type of humor. And I've been like recently getting into comedy. Like ever since I saw Matt Rife, maybe it's because he's hot as hell. And just turned me on to himself and comedy.
And just in general, she got turned on.
Shut up. And I think that I realized that I enjoy doing that, like sitting there watching a comedy show with a man, because I want to see their type of sense of humor and what they laugh at. Because, you know, not every joke you're going to laugh at. Maybe they laugh at a different joke and I laugh at a different one. And it's like, OK, that I see where your sense of humor is in that. And I think with that, I just need someone that has the same type of humor. And we've talked about before, I need someone that is open to trying things that I enjoy.
Yeah, yeah, I don't disagree with you yeah. on that one for sure.
Which we've talked about it multiple times, as someone that needs to enjoy. I need some, even if you don't like baseball, I want you to come to baseball with me because I enjoy baseball.
Yes, yeah. No, I completely agree with you that when you get to the personality types, yeah, they're pretty strongly aligned.
Yeah, and I need someone that's obviously like respectful and things like that. Like my biggest pet peeve is being rude to a waiter. Like,
yeah, you'll just be rude to everybody else, but not waitstaff.
Parents own a restaurant. I've been in that life.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I completely understand.
Yeah, yeah, I've been in that life. I'm not going to do that to you. Even if you're bad, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have plenty of friends mm-hmm. who can be rude to waitstaff or don't tip well, and mm-hmm. it's like, really?
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
Why?
Yeah. So, yeah, there's that. And then, I don't know, like, we've talked about this, is that I still don't know exactly what kind of man I want in my life, which you've had me sit down and try to put things I want in a person. And most of the time it comes to like their humor and then like having a personality also, I think, is one that wants to go out, but also is okay with staying in at the same time. Cause that's my personality.
Yeah. You're 100% right with that. Is there are those things aligned, and I've gone through and I've made that list mm-hmm. before for myself. Mm-hmm. And it is something I would encourage everyone to do is like think about it. But yeah, I mean, you don't really have enough dating experience to sink your teeth into that where it's like, oh, I liked this about Wedding Guy. I liked this about Firework. I didn't like this about those two.
Yeah.
But I liked this about this guy. Like this, I could have used this a little differently. Yeah. And you kind of just mix it all together. And then are you going to get every single thing you want?
Absolutely not.
But then you kind of just start to weight each thing and mm-hmm. just be like, oh, well, this I need on this list. This one, I would like to have it. Mm-hmm. If I don't, it's not the end of the world. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's how it should be. Like, exactly, everything's not going to be perfect. Like, I think about my friend Ashley. Her and I are super close. And, like, we both definitely have expressed, like, interest in each other. But when we talked about it, her big thing is she's 100% against kids. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not going to force you to have kids. To me, that is like a line in the sand.
Yeah.
And it's like, do I think we'd be an actually good couple? Probably not.
Yeah. But
it's one of those, like, to me, that was one of those, that's the deal breaker. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You can be perfect in every other way for me.
But that's a deal breaker
for
you.
Yeah, it's like, then we're just not aligned. And mm-hmm. what are we going to do? Like, date for 5 years and then be like, we don't want this anymore. Yeah. Like, then break up and start again.
Yeah. No.
So, yeah, no, I think it's very important to have those list of things that are very big for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, after some past relationships, I really, after every woman I've dated for a length of time, I've gone through and said, okay, this is what I liked about her.
Yeah.
And added it to my list of things that mm-hmm. I would like. So I can read it to you if you want, and we can go through and tell me what you think of some of them.
Okay.
So some of these are just like clips from also other podcasts mm-hmm. as well as things I've seen on Twitter. So like the first one is radically honest.
Okay. Which, I mean, for me, I feel like I am sometimes. Right?
Yes. We're not going through this list of why I should date you. It's more going through this list.
But
of like,
I'm like, I mean, for me too. Like, but I'm like, for me, I need someone that's honest.
Yeah. I think like, it's important to know where someone stands and they're not trying to play games with you. And they're just going to let you know how they're feeling.
Yeah.
Because I've had women like that where it's like, I don't express how I feel. I'm just going to keep it to myself. It's like,
but then
guess what? It bubbles up and then it becomes a problem.
Then it blows up. Yeah. You need that communication on that.
Yes.
Okay.
So another thing is a variety of interests.
Okay.
So like we've talked about, I love sports. I love going to a whole bunch of sporting events. I also love the theater. Like
you do. And I forget that about you.
I am full of like unique pairings where it's like, I love to cook. People wouldn't expect me to be a good cook and a good baker, but it's like, I love that. But then it's like, I play Sunday softball in the mall. Mm-hmm. I host a dating podcast, but then it's like, if I want to have a sports debate, I can have a full like multi-hour sports debate that's very in-depth. So,
do you want a girl that does?
I want someone that,
all of them,
like at least is remotely interested. I don't need someone that's passionate about it. Any of them, like I don't need you to sit here and tell me I can name the entire 1993 Phillies roster. It's like I don't need that.
Yeah, but like, you need someone that
if you can go and enjoy a sporting event and be like, okay, I at least know what's going on.
Yeah,
I think that's good enough. And then same with theater. I don't need you to be like, oh, I went to see Singing in the Rain and blah blah blah. It's like no, if you're willing to be like, oh, I'm going to go see Hamilton. Okay, sure. Yeah. Let's go see it.
Is that a good play?
That is, I think it's now the top selling one ever.
Damn.
Yeah. But it's stuff like that where it's like, I like that. I like movies where it's like, I'm not a Marvel guy. I think they suck. But like, I like the artsier movies and just good acting in general. I feel like I've learned to appreciate movies on a different level than a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And last night I was actually watching Crazy Stupid Love, which was so well done that it was like, I knew that Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone did another movie prior to La La Land together. Yeah. I'd never seen it.
You've never seen that one. Oh.
I'd never seen it.
Because you said you loved them together when I saw your snap of it.
Yes. Yeah. I loved La La Land. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Emma Stone,
I've never seen that.
I would highly recommend it. It's a great romance movie. No, I think Emma Stone is one of the greatest actresses of this generation.
Okay.
And I don't think she gets the respect she deserves at times, but it's kind of like even that performance, she was fantastic in it. It's like, it's the reason she's now won the Oscar for La La Land, won the Oscar this year for Poor Things. She's fantastic. So I like that kind of stuff. And I know a lot of people are like, I don't really get this appeal of movies. Mm-mm. So this one is starting to apply to you, but not really. Little need for external validation. I've found that I've dated women that need it and it's very taxing.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like you have to constantly reassure her that like she's beautiful. She's the only one. She's this. And it's just like, no, I need you to know. I need you to know that.
Yeah.
Like I will tell you that, but I can't be expending all this energy to make sure you understand it.
Yeah. Okay.
Fair enough. This one does not apply to you. Non-judgmental. Yes. Yeah. I mean, you're not even making a face right now, surprisingly. Usually there's some face of like of disgust on you. But mm-hmm. no, I am a strange person. I won't lie. I have some quirks. I am... Mm-hmm. I can be weird at times. I need someone that's not going to judge that. Be like, yeah, look, you have your strange tendencies.
Yeah.
But like, I love you for you. And I'm like, all right.
Okay.
I think that's mm-hmm. that's important to me for like, it also ties into unconditional love.
Yeah.
I want someone who's spiritually open-minded.
Like
I grew up Catholic.
Yeah.
But I don't think the Catholic Church is the answer to everything.
I agree.
And I don't know what the answer is to everything. Mm-hmm. Like, there's part of me that's looked into like, oh, well, maybe I'm agnostic, maybe I'm atheist, maybe mm-hmm. I'm this. And it's like, nothing has felt right yet.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like still trying to figure out what exactly that is. Makes, like,
but are you going to have your kids grow up Catholic, you think, and do all that?
I don't know. It really depends, kind of depends where I land.
Yeah. Hmm. Because for me, I know for sure, I mean, I'm not that Catholic.
Yeah.
Catholic because I'm Mexican, but.
Yeah, yeah.
I would 100% have a Catholic wedding and my kids would be raised Catholic. Like, I already know that.
Yeah. Like,
which
I get it.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. But I also think it might be more of a Mexican thing.
I mean, yeah. Cause it is synonymous with your culture.
Yeah. 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 And like, but I don't really believe much in the Catholic Church.
And that, yeah, that's where it's kind of like, you do have to figure out your own path for sure. And
so,
that's kind of
yeah.
what it's like. I want someone who's also on that journey and
can
not
be,
just like,
that
this
makes
is
sense,
what
yeah.
I believe.
100%. Yeah. I 100% would have to have a man that would be like, okay, cool. That's how we're going to raise our kid.
Yeah.
Like, yes. I mean, that's just me.
Yeah. Now, next one on the list is forever growing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very important. I've dated mm-hmm. enough women who think they're great as they are.
It's yeah.
Like, you are. But you could be so much, and you can be so much more.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think that's important to
you
fully
grow,
understand.
Yeah. Which we talked about. You can grow separately, but you also need to grow together as a person, as together as well.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Next on the list, interesting in conversation.
Mm.
I think we both dated people who are just
boring
as
fuck.
And it's just like, oh my God.
I'm like, shit, I do love talking about myself. I love myself. But damn, does it get old carrying the conversation.
Yeah, and being a good conversationalist is a skill.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the fact that we go hours of talking
mm-hmm.
and we never run out of things
yeah.
to say. And you guys may be getting sick and tired of our voices, but, like, we're
no,
not.
No, everyone says that you have such a good podcast voice, so maybe it's, like, they love it, your voice.
I will say, I thank you for saying mm-hmm. that.
Multiple people have told me that. You're welcome.
As the producer of the podcast, I listen to my voice for
hours yeah.
and hours, and I can't stand it.
I hate my voice.
I think that might just be natural for everybody. Yeah. But it's just, like, I've listened to it so much, just, like, I'm starting to come numb to it, but it's like, it's so hard to listen to yourself and just not go, oh, that's what I really sound like.
Yeah. God.
But no, I agree. I think being interesting is something, and a good conversationalist, that's mm-hmm. important for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't take life too seriously.
Hmm. Yeah. That's a good one to put on there. I feel like you can't, if you take life too seriously though, then like everything has to be perfect, right? Wouldn't you
yeah,
think so?
Yeah.
And
there
like, but that isn't.
They're very anal people. They're perfectionists, yeah, kind of thing.
Couldn't be me. My life's a fucking mess. I can't be with someone that's perfectionist because I'm way too much of a mess.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, perfectionism, there's a lot of issues there.
Yeah.
We can unpack it in a future episode for sure. But no, that's something that I've dated women who are very, like, they don't really have that great of a sense of humor. They're mm-hmm. very serious about everything. And it's like, loosen up. Like, have some fun. Like,
yeah.
Relax. It's not.
This is when I give a man a shot, like, three of them to loosen them up.
Okay. I wasn't sure if this was like, I'm going to give you an opportunity. You seem boring. Let's go.
Let's fucking
yeah,
rage.
Yeah, yes. No, I agree with you. You do need ways to loosen up. And hopefully it doesn't take alcohol for all your men to do that, because then you need to pick some new men. We need to find a new screen.
I did go
process.
On a date with a man last week that definitely needed alcohol to, like, I think he was a little nervous, though.
I think that's okay to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we've all been on first dates where we're nervous. Like, you get, you don't care because you're blacking out anyway. But it's like, to me, it's like, yeah, having a little bit of a drink can be like, okay, Now I'm a little bit more loose. Because we meet people on apps, we're going out with complete strangers.
Strangers, yeah.
And it's like, that's a whole different element to it. That it's like, oh, it's one thing if you introduce me to one of your friends.
Mm-hmm.
I know, let's just take Gab, for example. I know she's engaged, but let's just use her for an example. I at least have a baseline of an understanding of who she is because I'm friends with you.
Yeah, so.
She's not exactly who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know how to talk to you, so I can probably talk to her.
Yeah.
You probably have somewhat similar senses of humor and morals. It's like, okay. But without any of that kind of common ground, it's like, oh, I'm going in completely blind. Mm-hmm. What's this going to be like?
Yeah.
And then the first bad joke, you're like, oh, fuck, okay.
Yeah.
this is going downhill quick.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
But no. Okay. Next one. Push/support physical and mental health of myself and herself.
Yeah. 100%. That's definitely for you, I think. I mean, me, obviously, too. I'm fucking mentally crazy if you saw that doctor's note. But that's such a good thing to have, especially for you, who you are very open about therapy and doing all those. You definitely need.
Yeah. I mean, I've both physical and the spiritual, mental, emotional, whatever you want to call it. I've gone on those journeys for a long time now. It's like I used to be, I'm now probably only 25, 30 pounds lighter than I was at my heaviest. But I look back at pictures of me in college and it's just like, whoa, that's what I used to look like. And some of it is just, I aged out. I lost some of the baby fat. My face is still very fat. I understand
very
that.
Very fucking huge.
But it's like, there's some fat. Like, it's genetic at that point. I know what my biological family looks like. I look exactly like them. Like, it's just kind of stuck with me. So, but no, my journey has been a very interesting one, to say the least, to where I am now. And it's kind of like, I need someone who's also going to be supportive of that and understanding of that. And I know there are women who unfortunately judge men for going to therapy.
Yeah.
It's an unfortunate reality that, it's not the manly way to do things. And it's like, you're not, right.
But
it's not traditional masculinity, but I think there is something masculine about saying, hey, I can't do this all on my own.
Yep.
And then.
Which is so good.
Yeah.
And you definitely need, you especially do need that.
I need that help. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. But all right. Next one. I think you're going to agree with this one. Loves physical touch.
Yes. Yes. Which you and I both have been with people that aren't big into physical touch.
Yeah. Last episode we talked about Casino and she was not into physical touch, but she tried her best with me. And I appreciate that because it was not her primary love language.
Yeah.
Hers was gift giving, I think. And it's like, I am the world's best gift giver. I will say that.
I saw the shirt you're getting for my birthday.
Yes. Oh, yes. That one. But no, for my dad's Christmas gift, I had found these oyster crackers from this company that had gone out of business years ago. They were the Trenton Oyster Company or the Oyster Trenton Company, something like that. And you used to get them at the Springhouse Tavern. They'd give them out for free with horseradish before the meal. And my dad loved these and raved about them. That company went out of business and they were the only ones. Like, typical oyster crackers are like this big. You get the ones that go in that little baggie for soup.
Okay.
These are like this big.
Mm-hmm.
And they're specially made. They had special baking trays. This company was the only spot that made them. I remember the first time we went to Springhouse back in after that business closed. It was in 2015. They no longer had those oyster crackers. And I remember my dad being disappointed. I spent 8 years
trying to find them. Oh, my God.
And they finally came on my radar this fall. And I'm like, holy shit, order. Here, 2 pounds showed up at my apartment later. But no, it's stuff like that, that it's kind of like, I consider myself a very good gift giver because it's one of those, I also start my Christmas shopping now.
You do.
You've
said about talking stuff for your dad, getting stuff for
him. If my mom, my dad ever say anything or a friend or a woman I'm dating says something now, it's like, oh, okay, I have a list, I have a tab or a folder on my bookmarks of just I favorite that thing. And I'll remember this for later because I'm not going to remember when it actually comes to Christmas time. But if I have it there,
Boom,
perfect.
And I know for me, that's something that I definitely need. There's also a difference, And I like physical touch in public too. Like, I want you to hold my hand. I want you to do all that stuff. Like, rub my leg. Don't even. I know what you're going to say and you can shut the fuck up. Like, I need you to, you know, put your hand on my thigh, like all this stuff, and shut up before you think, before you speak.
Just your hand gesture that went, I need you to put your hand on my thigh.
Shut up. But
it's like the meme with Tom Holland and Zendaya when he's talking about doing the Spider-Man thing. And she's like, okay. Having flashbacks.
And I just like, I need that. And I do have examples. Short King, he is not like a public person when it comes to physical touch.
Okay.
But when he's home, we're home, total different story. It's like, my hand's always constantly touching yours, or I'm like laying next to you, like things like that. We're not touching each other then, if that makes sense.
Yes, that's fair.
But I also know that I need, like, I want you to walk with me and hold my hand. I want you to randomly kiss me in the middle of the street kind of thing.
Now, this is a question I've seen talked about on dating apps, and I'm curious, based on your experience, how many men follow the sidewalk rule percentage-wise?
Bro, I don't let them sometimes. I'm like, why the fuck are you going on that side? They're like, because it's a sidewalk, bro. I'm like, bro, I don't give a fuck. I date too much of skinny men for them to be protecting me.
I mean, fair.
But
yeah,
the last couple dates that we're walking, yeah, they've been on that side.
Okay, good for them. I'm glad to hear that.
Opening the door for me doing all those things. Like,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the example I always give with the opening the door thing, when it's like, oh, like, I like physical touch, and it's like, I'm the guy that, like, when I'm dating someone, it's like, I'll hold the door for you and I'll grab your ass as you walk through it.
Do it through, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that's like, I like physical touch. I like PDA. I like that kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah. So.
And that's just like, I need that. I need that. And you, like, finding, some men are just insecure about it, I feel like.
In
would
public,
that be an
absolutely.
Insecure, like,
oh, absolutely,
for that? But I mean, some men are totally different. They don't give a shit.
No. All men are different. Yeah. I will say that.
But my thing is, okay, if you don't give it to me in public, that's fine. But I definitely need it when we get home.
Yeah. No, I understand.
Not that. Just sleeping with each other.
Yeah. You're going to give it to you later.
I knew you were going to. But like, I want to be sitting on the couch and I want you to be cuddling with me. I want you to,
you know.
Lay on your chest, things like that.
Physical touch is your primary love language. Yeah.
And words of affirmation.
Okay.
100.
That also
those
makes
two
sense.
Are like things. Used to fish for comments. Now I don't fish for them. But I think that there is sometimes where, like, if I do send you a really cute picture, I'm expecting you to make a comment about it.
Oh, absolutely. I've heard women talk about, like, when they'd send nudes and, like, the guy would be like, thumbs up and reply.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a difference, and I know what photo, like, I am a photo person. Like, you know me, I take pictures of everything. Yes. I do everything. Yeah. I will send a photo, and it's not even like a good photo. I'm not fishing for a comment. It's just like what I'm doing. Like, here's a picture of me drinking a coffee. Like, I'll send pictures like that. That's just me, my love language, sending that. But I'm also not expecting him to reply, oh, you look so beautiful. No, the fuck I don't. I'm at work.
Yeah, because you also spam me with all those Snapchats throughout the day. And it's like, I just assume it's a mass one and I don't usually
reply. Oh, 100% mass ones I do. Yeah. Then I get mad when you don't respond.
No. Unless it's like Marty in the video. I'm like, all right, I'll reply to this. But yeah, usually it's just like, nope.
Yeah. But that's just how I view it. And yeah, physical touch. Definitely, like, I need to find more men that do that. Because like we said, men are kind of insecure about that in public.
Yeah, no. I definitely agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. But I think you can go beyond that. That's when you learn what a guy truly feels about
like,
you.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, if he is truly in love with you, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I think that's the line that people don't fully understand. And there are people who just, they don't believe in it or don't support it, because it's like, hey, this should be kept private. Okay, if you have that old school mentality, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, fuck that old school mentality. Make out with me in front of everyone.
Yes, yeah, finger blast me at the bar.
But does not happen.
Okay, well, I can't say I've never done it.
Yeah.
So next on the list, and this one does not apply to you at all: at peace regardless of circumstances. I've dated, and I've friends with many women who, it just, like, one second everything's fine, and then something happens, like wedding guy posts a picture on Facebook or something like that, and it is off the fucking rails for like 3 days.
And bro, I was off the rails for like way more than I should have.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
I'm getting plastered. I'm talking to every man.
And dating women like that became exhausting.
Yeah, I am no man's piece.
Kind of like, yeah, I don't even need you to be my piece. Uh-huh. But it's kind of like, I consider myself to be a very like even keeled person. And I think I've become that person. That's like, I'm usually at peace. Like it takes a fucking lot to rattle me for an extended period of time. Like, yeah, okay, I'll have feelings of like anger and stuff, but
yeah,
okay, 5 minutes and then I'm good. But it's like when it's up and down with some women, that's just like, this is so tiring. But
oh,
it's
I bet. Yeah.
I can't do that. But we'll move on to the next one since that didn't apply to you.
Fuck you.
And sexual chemistry / compatibility. I think that's important too, especially if you're thinking long term. Like, I don't, if you're waiting for marriage, I understand. I respect it. Like, hey, that's usually between you and God. Like,
yeah.
And because marriage is built on more than just sexual connection.
Yeah.
But I think it's important, especially like, we're mid to late 20s at this point.
Oh, God.
Like, yeah, you're 20, you're going to be 26.
Yeah, holy shit.
When this comes out, you'll be 26.
Oh, my God.
Ah! So, yeah, it's...
I'm so old.
It's one of those things that, like, we have at least 40 plus years left in our lives. Yeah. Are you going to be with someone that the sex is not that great?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you don't want that. I mean, it can be good, and, like, it doesn't need to be fireworks every single time.
But still, yeah.
Because, I think... I've dated women where the sex not great, but it's kind of like the connection we had was beyond that. And I've also like Casino and I never slept together. It was like, but we had such a strong connection that I was like, I'm okay with this. Like, I don't need to worry about that. But okay. This is something, I don't know if it really applies to you, but passionate about something.
Yeah, no, I don't give a shit.
Like, they're just, I need something in your life that you're
What would be an
about.
Example about it? Like, what in someone's past?
Trying to think. Like, whether it's, like, okay, I think of rugby. Cooking was her passion.
Okay.
And it was, like, she was super, super into it. Like, loved talking about it. Loved doing it. And, like, she would host these big, lavish dinner parties. And,
okay.
Like, she, one time during COVID, her and her roommate just said, like, I want to roast a goose.
Holy shit.
So they went out and got a full goose and roasted it and had their friends over for a dinner party. And it was just like, okay, sure. But she wanted to try it. And it's like, it doesn't need to be anything. Like, or LC was super into, her job was cybersecurity.
Yeah.
And then she got into like hacking, but like the friendly hacking of stuff. And it was like, but she was super into that kind of stuff. And it was like, yeah, I just want you to be passionate about something.
Okay.
Even if it's like movies and it's like, oh, I am a diehard fan of all the Oscar movies. Cool, me too. We are aligned on that.
But okay.
It's like, I just need you to have something that it's like, I just find that very attractive in a woman.
Hmm.
When there's something that you're just like, this is my life. And it's not just, there are some things that it's like, oh, I'm passionate about the Kardashians. It's like, you might want
to miss
me. I want
them to be passionate about me. I want to be the Pookie.
Like, that's just unhealthy. And then the last one on this list definitely doesn't apply to you. Well, at least it doesn't apply to you now, I should say. Is a desire for a family and kind of the cliche American life.
Yeah. We've talked about this. I'm not against having a family for the right person.
And I think I was going to say that with you is with like firework you were talking about. Like he talked you into wanting to have kids.
Yeah.
And do you follow the Mean Girls podcast at all?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So do you know who they are at least?
Yes.
Okay. So one of the hosts, her name's Jordan Woodruff, and she's been dating this guy for probably like 6 months now named Pete. And she went from never wanting to have kids. She wanted to have the city life. And then she's like, I just want to like travel the world with my husband and do that kind of stuff. So now she's like now talking about wanting to have kids and stuff like that. And it was all because she met a guy that like it changed everything for her.
I've always said that though, knowing myself, I didn't want kids, but if the right man did come along, I would at least have one for them. Two, fucking pushing it. One, perfect. That's all you're gonna get out of me.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see you doing it with, like, I feel like you've said it for now, for so long now, but I could definitely see you getting to a point where it's like, you know what? Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been with this guy long enough. And to me, a kid is like the first moment in your life where it becomes more than just yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that's something I've watched with, like, one of my best friends just had a daughter 2 years ago. And it's like, for all the stress and shit that he goes through dealing with that, I've never seen him happier than when he talks about his daughter, when he's with his daughter. And it's like, oh, this is bigger than like that. And he's like, this is what everything in life is for.
Yeah.
And I'm like, every time now that I'm around my friends having kids, it's like, I get it now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the long nights suck. You're spending a shit ton of money on stuff that you weren't before. Mm-hmm. But it just is almost like applying a new meaning to their life. And I'm like, I love that.
Yeah. And I mean, I always say you want six kids. You don't actually want six kids, but that's how I imagine your life.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do six kids. Maybe like two at most.
Two at most.
And then it's like, yeah. That to me is a good
But you've
number.
Always wanted to be a dad.
Yeah, that, yes.
We've talked about that. You've always wanted to be a dad and stuff like that. But yeah, no, for me, it has to be based on the man. Truly does.
So he has to want kids, and then you're just like, I need to do this to make him happy.
Not necessarily to make him happy, is that I like, if I'm happy and they're like, hey, like sitting down, it would be either or. So if a man said that he needed to have a kid in order for this relationship, and I truly love the man, I would have a kid for him. Then I have a man who says, I do not want kids at all. I'd be like, okay, cool, perfect. That also works for me.
Okay, fair.
Like, they both work for me.
Fair.
You don't want kids, works for me. You want kids, you're getting one out of me.
Did Candy have kids?
No.
Okay. So you were essentially her kid.
Exactly. Though. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure if they were like older.
No, they tried.
Okay.
They tried. Could never have kids.
Gotcha. Yeah. I wasn't sure if it was like, oh, they moved out by the time you were born kind of thing. Because it was like, I feel like Candy's older.
But yeah.
I wasn't sure how that timeline worked.
Almost 80.
Okay, so then, it would have been really possible that...
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
That makes sense then.
Yeah. Either or works for me. And if a man that I truly love and truly care about is like, hey, I want kids. And, you know, I do run into that a lot. And it's like, okay, well, I can give you one. I could give you one. One.
Where do you want me to take them from?
I would prefer not to have the child myself.
Yes. Just grab them at a playground. I got one for you. No, you don't want a redhead, I'll get you another.
You know, I just don't want to go through that.
No.
Pregnancy is a big fear of mine.
I get it. I mean, especially working in the medical field, that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, shit, I'm scared for my IUD. Holy shit.
Yeah. I know one woman who's had a good experience with that, and that's it. I feel like every woman has
an issue. I'm getting sedated, so luckily I could advocate for myself in that. But if I was not... I would be fucking off the walls.
Oh, yeah. Yes, for sure.
And they're like, oh, it's easy. It's just like you're going to be pregnant. What the hell? This is what pregnancy is about. Do not get me into it.
No, that's understandable. Yeah. But again, God bless the women who go through it and then go, I want to go have another one. It's like, do you not remember just being split in half?
Mm-hmm. More power to them. That's why I don't want to. I mean, not against having a kid myself for the right man.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know if I could convince myself to do it as a woman.
Yeah.
'Cause I've heard my friends' horror stories of like when they went to see their wife give birth. And it's
I would not be nice.
They accidentally went like below the cloth line and they were just like, oh my God.
It's disgusting.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly why I don't want to do it after seeing it so many times.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely.
But I also don't want to like to ever think that in order for me to make a man happy, I have to have a kid, because that's not true.
Yeah.
But love them. That's what they want. They get one kid out of me.
Okay.
They get a little Dora.
That's fair.
Walking around.
Diego and Dora. There we go. But all right. So now I'm kind of curious as we go on this down this road of like you giving into that need of a man. How does that work? Like, if you have a man that has different wants and needs than you, like, how do you handle that? Because I'm assuming none of you, Thelma's dad and you were not perfectly aligned.
No. And with him, he did want kids. He did want a lot of them. Wanted, you know, that was not at all at that time, too. I was like, that time I was like, oh, no, I don't want kids at all. Like, I didn't know why we continued to date, because we said early on, I didn't want kids and he wanted kids.
You hope that person's going to change.
Well, yeah, that is true.
And then there's also single life kind of sucks.
It does.
Like, no one enjoys dating. To anyone that's in a relationship and you're kind of like, oh, it was more fun being single. No, it's,
no,
not.
It's not.
No. Mm-mm. The grass is not greener over here. I promise you that.
It's not at all. We are suffering.
If you're in a bad relationship, yes, get out. Mm-hmm. Of course. But if you're kind of like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready to commit. No. Commit. Like, if your only worry is I could be single, I could be sleeping with other people, I could be having more fun that way, it's not fun. No,
it's not.
Don't.
In this economy, it is not fun.
You don't pay for anything, so shut up. it is not a good time.
Yeah. So, but yeah, with the different lines of we always talk it out if there's things that we don't align with. And I think the right person you can compromise with on certain things.
Absolutely.
So it kind of depends on that. Thelma's dad and I would never compromise.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you've come around to the idea of compromise more.
Yeah, a lot more. Because before. Mm-mm.
Yeah. I mean, now that we've gotten you away from the nose beers, you're doing okay now. Like, I feel like you've become more accommodating.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I don't disagree with you. I think there has to be a give and take for sure. But that's also the importance of prioritizing. Mm-hmm. Like, I read you that list. Yeah. Every woman is not going to have
all that.
Everything.
No.
I don't think I'm ever going to meet the woman who can be all of that. Mm-hmm. But there are some that it's like, okay, yeah, if you don't have a variety of interests, okay, we can make it work, though, mm-hmm. if you're open-minded.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to be a diehard sports fan, but if you're willing to go to a Phillies game, okay, yeah. That's enough. That's all I need.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
So now we just need you to start identifying more of what are these traits in men you like. And
besides them having money?
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah, because that becomes you love these men for what they do, not who they are.
Yeah.
And I think we're starting to break that trend with you.
We are. We're getting better.
Because that was also like, it ties back to the start of this episode of why you liked sleeping with men, of getting it was validation.
Yeah.
But it was also kind of like, you were trying to convince them, look what I can do for you.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, that...
anyone can really do that.
That, yes, absolutely. But it was also because, like, you didn't love who you were.
Yeah, I was really struggling for the longest time.
And that's so important that mm-hmm. it's like, you, if you think your only value is what you're able to do for someone, mm-hmm. you're so wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you bring so much more to the table and you got to think of who you truly are.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you know who you are and who mm-hmm. you love, you can understand, like,
yeah,
this is what I deserve.
Which the past couple months, I've gotten way better about.
Yeah. Now we just need you to figure out what it is that you actually want mm-hmm. and need from these men.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you've done the work to figure out you can love yourself
mm-hmm.
for being you.
You, yeah.
And now it's like, okay.
Finally. Now it took me way too fucking long. Yeah. Shit.
Well, it takes everyone a lot of time. But
it's ridiculous.
Now it's time to figure out what exactly it is that mm-hmm. makes you want to, like, be like, this is the guy I want to be with.
Mm-hmm.
Other than, he can take me to a Michelin star restaurant. He's got a third leg. He's got a dog. You have said that about Short King before to me. I'm like, God damn it. But no, other than money, a large cock, and a cute dog... we got to figure out some other things for you.
They don't always have all three, first of all.
True.
Unfortunately.
That's fair. You get two out of three. Take your pick. But no, yeah, we'll work on this with you. I think everyone out there, you need to start going through.
Yeah.
And think about...
learn from my mistakes.
Yeah. Even the people that are around you in your life, like, there's a reason you have them around you in your life. And it's like, okay. Maybe I want this quality in a partner. Mm-hmm. Maybe I want that from a partner. Maybe I don't want that.
Yeah.
Like, there's stuff I see in you that I'm like, okay, I know if I see this in a woman, it ain't going to work. Like,
it's so mean.
No, it's true, though. Like, I watch the drama that comes with you in relationships.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of drama.
And it's kind of like, yeah, okay, I don't want that. And then I know why it's induced. And mm-hmm. it's like, okay, got to make sure I avoid these kind of steps that your men are unfortunately making.
Learn from my mistakes, I'm telling y'all.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That is so incredibly important to do in life in general. Learn from your mistakes. Don't dwell on it. Like, cool. You can't undo it now. Oh, I should have done it differently. As my therapist likes to say, stop shoulding on yourself. And it's like, it's accurate. Don't use the word should. I literally correct myself routinely on it. So, no, that would be a big step for all of you out there. Mm-hmm. Figuring out what exactly you want other than I want money. I want this. It's like, yeah, we all want the big house. We all want nice cars. We all want like nice looking dogs and stuff like that. And it's like,
my dog's coming from the shelter.
You know, that's because you're coming from a shelter too, but that's a different discussion. Yeah, she's in these streets just like Thelma used to be. But, yeah, no, I mean, we all want, to use your word, the bougie lifestyle. But at the end of the day, that only means so much in life.
Yeah.
You got to know who that person is that you're going to be spending it with. So try and come up with what that perfect person is. Because I'd be curious.
I'll do some homework for the next episode.
You get
episode.
Homework. Everyone gets homework for this.
We have homework for you. What makes you special? Because that's what people have been asking.
Yes. Yeah. No, I mean.
We'll talk about that next episode. We'll go into that.
I feel like we could just be like, listen to these last 10 episodes. I think I've showcased some pretty
unique. The girls don't believe it.
Aspects. No, I am too good to be true. It's true.
He's such a fucking liar.
I am amazing.
Okay.
I am funny. I'm brilliant. Hung like a horse. Incredibly athletic.
Didn't you just sprain your foot last weekend?
Yes. The drunk guy stepping on me.
Yes. So I don't think you're athletic.
Yeah. No, I'm probably more athletic than most men our age, but yes, I'm not exactly going to go be in the Olympics in July.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
But no, I'm to answer this really quick, I am full of, I like the term unique pairings, is I love to cook, I love to bake, but it's like I'm also a very outdoorsy person, love to go on hikes, stuff like that. I'm a diehard sports fan, but I'm also a big theater fan, I'm a big movie fan.
Yeah.
I think I'm very well-rounded in that regard. It's like, yes, I am a very disciplined person, I'm not stoic in a sense, but it's like I'm usually fairly calm under most things.
Yeah.
But it's like I do go to therapy. I'm very emotionally intelligent.
I got to give that to you.
I think I've invested a lot into that, into my growth. And I think that's not what a lot of men do.
Very true.
I'm a very healthy person for the most part. I eat well. Yes, I might not look like the most
healthy looking person. Steroids. But
yes, that's how it all went. That's all my fats in my head. But no, I mean, am I 100% special in the sense that, like, there's no man like me? Absolutely not. There are plenty of men I look at as role models that I continue to aspire to be like.
Yeah.
And when you see this notebook that's been in front of me for all these episodes, a lot of it comes from men that I highly, highly respect and their thoughts on things and just some notes from various other books that I've read and stuff like that, that it's like, yeah, these are things I would like to bring up, things that I think are important.
Yeah.
And is there one man that I idolize? No, absolutely not, because there are different things from different people. But I think I'm not the best version of the person I can be yet, but I'm working
there.
Towards
you're working
it
on
for
it,
sure.
Yeah.
But no, we are running low on time. Is there anything else you want to add about needs and wants?
Nah. I think I said it all. I got homework that I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I'm very interested to see what that list comes back as for the next time we record.
You got to remind me because you know I'll forget.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, you will forget before we are done here.
Oh, that's for sure.
Thank you guys for tuning in. This was episode 10.
Woohoo.
Like, comment, subscribe, share, rate, follow, do whatever. Get this out there as much as we can. We are a really fast-growing podcast. We're blown away by the support we've had so far.
International.
We've got a pretty steady following overseas, so very excited by this. If you want to reach out to either of us, you can DM either of us. She is Fwen Lex on Instagram and TikTok. I am the Brian Luxton. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you.
We will see y'all next week.
Hell yeah.
Bye.
Bye.